There are certain pieces in this world that inspires musicians of all ages and sizes. I would say that the music of the post-romantics in particular, like Strauss and Mahler, is the reason why many instrumentalists and musicians become professional musicians. The music is just so deep. It's so amazing. I know, speaking for myself, I became a conductor because of the music of Mahler and this piece in particular. And I've only heard this particular symphony performed live twice. It's a rarity for a variety of reasons. It's rare because it's somewhat out of step with today's society in that it's extremely long, and we put an intermission after the first movement. So it's culturally out of step for audiences that have shorter attention spans. It's rarely played because it's very expensive to produce, because you need 100 orchestra musicians plus chorus. And it's also rare because of the difficulty. You not only need 100 musicians, you need a depth of talent to perform this work, because whether you are the fourth trumpet or the ninth horn or a cellist or a bassist, the genius of Mahler is that he's exploiting that instrument to its maximum capabilities. To this day, he has still sort of set the bar of the state of the art and the standard that is expected of orchestral playing. And you have to be an incredibly accomplished musician to perform this work, because if you don't have that depth of talent, the piece just doesn't work. I remember when I first heard the piece, I was in Indiana University as a student, and I was just absolutely blown away by it. And I got my first glimpse of how rare this piece was, because I was sitting next to a trumpet professor at the time, and he leaned over to me and he said, "Hey, Tim, you know, if I had a nickel for every time I played Mahler 3, I'd have 10 cents. And I laughed, and yeah, that's pretty funny. Okay, I got it. I got the message. This is pretty rare. And then the second time I heard it live, I was an apprentice with the Oregon Symphony, and my mentor, James DePriest, was performing it. And I think it was his first performance and maybe his only performance of that work. And I remember after the concert, we were congratulating him, and we raised a toast to him, congratulating him on his performance. And I'll never forget that he turned back to me and he toasted me back and he said, "And Tim, here's to the day that you get to conduct this work." And I never thought that day would come, because, I mean, this is such a massive undertaking. And this weekend, this is the date. The time is now. And so I know audiences around here have known that I've sort of gravitate to some of the rarer finds in the repertoire. And sometimes it's a bit of a vanity project to, you know, to check these pieces off my bucket list, so to speak. But I am just overwhelmed by the privilege it is to get to lead this work. And it's not just because you've got all these bodies on stage. It's just the profound nature of the music itself that is just this incredible musical exaltation that is beyond moving. And I know that when the call went out to musicians, not just throughout the state, but throughout the country, when we needed musicians to fill out the ranks of our orchestra for this performance, they are coming from all over to play, because they too know that this is a rare opportunity to play and perform one of the greatest works ever written that is all too rarely performed.